All right, everyone. It is Tuesday, December 25th, 2007. Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, everyone. Aloha and welcome to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast brought to you by A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing. Visit them on the web at www.A2Central.com. By JuiceGS, the world's premier Apple II publication, taking subscriptions for 2008. Check them out at www.juice.gs. And by listeners like you. Thanks for your donations. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is Ryan Suinaga, and you are listening to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, coming to you live from Kaneohe, Hawaii on Christmas morning. You can reach us via our website over at www.a2unplugged.com, via email at a2unplugged@gmail.com. And if you'd like to leave a message via voicemail, the number for that is 808-218-2737. Well, thanks to our listeners for donating. It really helps us keep A2 Unplugged going. I do have the Buy Me a Beer link over on a2unplugged.com now. So we really do appreciate that. I have to start this podcast off by saying that I lied to you. I said we would be stopping our book reviews for a while, but instead I decided this week that we would do two more book reviews, but they're a little different than what we've done up to now. This week we look at what I call Twin Sons of Different Mothers. Two books with the same title, covering the same Apple II program, but definitely not the same book and not by the same author. So these two books are called Using AppleWorks GS. We've got two different books with the same title. Using AppleWorks GS, the Black Edition, which I call the Black Edition because the cover is mostly black, is published by Q Corporation, authored by Catherine Murray, 592 pages long. 592 pages, that's a lot of pages to have about one Apple II program. Copyright 1990, original price $21.95 US, and for those among you who like ISBN numbers, yes, I am talking to you, Ken Gagne, that's 0-88022-511-4, and it's the Black Edition. We'll be referring to it as the Black Edition through this podcast. Using AppleWorks GS, the White Edition is called that because the cover is mostly white. This book is published by Addison Wesley Publishing Company, which is known for publishing all kinds of Apple II technical information way back when. It's authored by Douglas L. Brown and is 548 pages long. So almost, but not quite as many pages as the Black Edition. Between the two of them, we're talking over 1,100 pages just on one Apple II program. This book is copyright 1989, original price $19.95 US. And yes, Ken, I'm talking to you again. ISBN number 0-201-19678-6. And this is the White Edition because you guessed it. The cover for this one is mostly white. So, the Black Edition is broken into three parts. Introducing AppleWorks GS, exploring AppleWorks GS applications programs, and applying AppleWorks GS. For those of you who weren't around during the heyday, AppleWorks GS is an integrated graphic user interface program that had several different applications in it, a kind of office suite before the office suites. It was inspired by the original and classic AppleWorks that was the best-selling computer program in the world, regardless of platform, way back when on the Apple II. Now, back to the Black Edition. Think of these three parts as introductory information, some elementary education on each program, then an advanced course with some examples. These three parts total 14 chapters, and there are three appendices. These include an AppleWorks GS command guide, AppleWorks GS quick keys, and an overview of new features in AppleWorks GS 1.1. which is actually still the current version that you can find today. The white edition does not break down into parts like those three parts in the black edition, but instead just uses chapters, 18 of them. Instead of giving three passes through the programs that make up the AppleWorks GS suite, from introduction to elementary to advanced with examples, this book dedicated several chapters to each module before moving on, and at the end discusses how to transfer information between modules, as well as how to transfer information to and from other programs. For instance, there are three chapters on page layout: creating a new page layout document, working with text in page layout, and working with graphics in page layout. By the way, the page layout component of AppleWorks GS is one that's been used for several Apple II publications, including GS Plus Magazine and Juice GS, back before both of them started using Graphic Writer 3 instead. There are four appendices in this book: using classic AppleWorks files, AppleWorks GS formulas, AppleWorks GS functions, these last two discussing the spreadsheet and database features of AppleWorks GS, and using the edit colors command on how to change the colors available for use by an AppleWorks GS application. Now, I must admit, I was never much of an AppleWorks GS fan. The one module in it that I used a lot was the word processing module, and I used the page layout module a little, particularly when I was working on GS Plus compilations. But I am not a huge fan of this program. However, I did find both of these books to be helpful in answering some of my questions. However, they are definitely not the same book, and they definitely have different strengths and different weaknesses. But let's look at what they have in common. In common, they're both paperback. They're not spiral bound. And like we've mentioned in previous discussions, for a lot of us who spend a lot of time working on the computer, spiral bound lays flat, which can be a huge help. They are both huge. We're talking 500 plus pages. One is nearly 600 pages. So these are large, large, large volumes. These are just filled with information on AppleWorks GS. They both have indices, which is very, very nice. We've talked about that a lot in the past, that you know, you really need to have reference books with indices. They also both have appendices, although the appendices are a little different in each one. And they both have a lot of illustrations, including screenshots. Interestingly, the screenshots in the black edition tend to be a bit clearer than the ones in the white edition. I suspect that in the white edition, they actually were taking photographs of the screen. So those are some things that these two have in common. Now, if we are talking about some of the differences between the two, well, the black edition has more practical examples, such as how to produce form letters and mailing labels, which is something that can be very helpful, or how to create a newsletter. I won't say that any of the Apple II publications that were published with AppleWorks GS use this as a baseline, but it wouldn't have hurt. The white edition has those two appendices on formulas and functions, which are almost like a reference and quite useful if you want to know what's available for the spreadsheet and database. I did not know a lot of these functions existed in AppleWorks GS, and it was quite helpful to have that available. The black edition, however, has a command reference, which would be great as a cheat sheet. And it also has a glossary, one of those relatively rare things in computer books outside of the dummy series nowadays. Back to the white edition. The white edition has a lot of step-by-step instructions. For instance, it will list six discrete steps on how to send a batch of files with the ever-disliked telecommunications module in AppleWorks GS. It also lists five steps on how to use the find command in the word processor. That's kind of amazing when you think of it, that it actually takes five steps to use a find command, especially when it's a simplifying command like you have in ForksJS, but that's what it takes. The Black Edition, as we mentioned before, has much sharper screenshots. And finally, the White Edition has a lot more information on how to import data and export data from other programs, particularly importing data from classic AppleWorks. Lots of people who were targeted by AppleWorks.js were targeted because they were AppleWorks owners and users who wanted to start using the graphical user interface. So that data can be very, very helpful. And anything within Apple II that looks at how to import and export data is extremely useful even today. Now, despite their similar titles, well, they're identical titles, these books are a bit different. The Black Edition is much more like a tutorial, although it has quite a bit of reference information as well. It goes from just lightly discussing each module to some assignment-like examples with AppleWorks.js. The White Edition is much more like a reference, although it dedicates several chapters consecutively to each module, trying to get you to learn one module thoroughly before moving on to the next. Both have their place on your bookshelf because they're both different, even though they're called the same thing. And like some of the other books in this series, neither appear to be very expensive, although, as usual, they're both out of print. So I would recommend them both, but for different reasons. I would recommend the White Edition as more of a reference, but the Black Edition as more of a tutorial. So there you have it, twin sons of different mothers, using AppleWorks.js, the Black Edition, and using AppleWorks.js, the White Edition. So, that being said, that's it for this episode. We will be back next week on New Year's, and I am planning a end of year / beginning of year kind of show. I'd like to thank everyone for listening, hoping for more great listener comments and email. I'd like to thank our sponsors, the all-new a2central.com, your total source for Apple II computing. Visit them on the web at www.a2central.com and JuiceJS, the world's premier Apple II publication. Check them out at www.juice.js. And listeners like you, thanks for your donations. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We'll see you again next week. Remember, our email address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. Our website is www.a2unplug.com, and our voicemail hotline is 808-218-2737. Mala mapono, ahui ho, mele kaliki maka, everyone. Thanks for listening, and I will see you next week with our year end / year beginning show. Take care. Bye.